you're a good teacher. That's, I've heard that it was passed. If a neighbor ran out, you could get one of those, but I never understood how that
was done. East cakes. And those east cakes now were dry. Well, when you wanted to make some more, you'd take one of those cakes now and make some more east cakes, and that's the way they kept them fresh, see.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe, well, it depends on how much you'd use. But now we use this Fleshman's yeast. I like the cake better than I do, but now Mary Catherine uses the powder, and I like the cake better than that. That's what those were yesterday. They weren't too good, but anyway, I like them better. Mm-hmm. And we enjoy rolls a whole lot. And I used to make loaf bread, too, when I used those yeast cakes, cakes like I was talking about. And my aunt was she was awful good. You could take when it come out of the stove, you could eat almost a whole loaf. That's most any time of buttered milk. And it was good, too.
Mm-hmm. What do you remember, especially in the old days, that you used for desserts, some sweet...
Well, we had most any kind, chocolate cake and coconut cake, and we'd grate the coconuts, and molasses pudding, and ginger cakes, and things like that. They were real good.
With fruit?
Yeah, we had all kinds of fruit. Mother canned, and then she'd dry.
Anything with fruit?
She'd make a fruit cake. Well, I guess it's been around. We'd use jam and make cakes and pies too, blackberries, blackberry jam cake, things like that.
Did you have this pie, deep dish, kind of a deep dish pie?
Gobbler.
The gobbler.
That's made out of canned fruit and stuff, and make your dough and brown it, cook it, and then have your fruit. Warm, hot, and pour it over there, and then put it in the oven and brown it a little bit, and it was delicious.
Someone told me that you could make cobbler from old biscuit.
Yes, I guess you could, but I take a biscuit dough. I make my biscuits now, since I've learned how, and freeze them, and they're just as good as they are to make them fresh, and I make them up, you see, put them in the pan, cut them out, just like you're going to cook them, and then I freeze them, and then when I want, say I want six, well, six what I take out, if I want four, that's what I take out, and keep them frozen all the time, put them in the hot oven then, and you can tell them what you just made them. But I take one or two of those biscuits and roll them out real thin, and then have my fruit already hot, and with some sugar and butter in that, and then pour it on, and then put another biscuit rolled out on top, and then put some more sugar and butter on, stick it in the oven, brown it, and cook it, and they're delicious. We use fresh peaches a lot of times. Now you use the canned ones, and just as good, almost. We freeze the fresh peaches.
Well, that would be a cobbler.
And blackberries make off good cobbler pies too. And I don't know, blackberries and peaches and strawberries. Now strawberries makes a good one too. Are our favorite.
Did you ever make donuts or round?
They're good. Well, they say this yeast light bread makes good ones. Just roll it out, cut it out, and drop it in. And then when you get it out, I roll it in powdered sugar or the other sugar, either one.
Mm-hmm. And did you ever make a sweet liquid that you would pour over?
Syrup. Now that gingerbread is awful good, and you make put you a little lemon in it, and make a syrup with butter and a little milk and hot water, and cook it a little bit. And if you want it a little thicker, you make you a little thickening out of flour and put in it, and flavor it whatever you want, but that lemon on gingerbread is awful good.
Mm-hmm.
And
what do you remember your favorite ways of preparing eggs?